And now this is a dictation for Gary, G-A-R-Y, Penrose, Piercing Paul, E-N, R-O-S-E, March 26, 44. Address as a letter, Lisa Ferguson, 668-0423. Dear Lisa, follow up, Gary, chronic kidney disease, last visit July. Trying to lose weight on purpose. No vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding, has chronic incontinence, but no infection, cloudiness of blood, comes accompanied with wife. Minimal edema, I did an extensive review, system being negative, blood pressure at home runs high, 160s, says to be taking medications, compliant with beta blockers, clonidine, losartan, hydralazine, presently off the HCTC because of rising creatinine. Blood pressure, I check it at 180 over 40 on the left side, the large calf, no respiratory distress, obesity 242, lungs are clear, no arrhythmia, no abdominal tenderness, large legs but no gross edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries. Creatinine 1.7, recently as high as 2.3. Normal electrolyte acid base, normal albumin calcium, normal liver testing, A1C around 7.1. No gross anemia. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD stage 3. Some variation. We'll see the trending where it goes. No symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis. This is likely hypertensive nephrosclerosis. Notice the high systolic and low diastolic. Blood pressure needs to be checked at home. Machine needs to be checked too. Encourage physical activity, continue weight reduction, low sodium. Increase hydralazine to 3 times a day, as it's not long-acting. Continue other blood pressure medicines, diabetes, cholesterol management, already on a full dose of losartan. Prior imaging is a CAT scan from 2021. Through Spero, at that time kidneys reported without obstruction. There were bilateral cysts, probably benign, and no urinary retention. He will share blood pressure with me and I can do further adjustments, otherwise come back in 6 months.